O'Reilly now with an in-swinger from the far side. In it comes towards the near post. It's a dangerous ball, that headed clear by Kirsty Chambers, but back to O'Reilly by the corner flag. In it comes, this time to the back post. Foster gets it clear. It's not the best of clearances. Shot comes in, and Jodie Hancock there. She had loads of time from that headed clearance and slotted it into the bottom corner. And on 5 minutes, FC United trail, Paul.
Well, that's only the second goal we've conceded this season, so bit of a reverse here, but Stockport are full of goals and they've already shown it this afternoon.
Well, we've got 22 minutes on the clock here at Stockport Sports Village. Stockport County 1-0 up, and it's a free kick to FC United, not far from the corner of Stockport County's penalty area. Hannah Dale's over this. The last one was a bit too close to the goalkeeper. If you're going to go that close, you might as well properly whip it in. Here comes Dale, and she goes for a back post cross this time. It's palmed away. It's not the best of clearances. It finds Foster, and from 10 yards out, she side-footed it on the volley into the corner pole. 1-0.
Well, that's Foster's first goal of the season from open play after sticking three penalties away. And it's a welcome sight for everybody in red here this afternoon.
But we're back underway here in this second half. It's 1-0 between Stockport County and FC United. Two teams with 100% records, the only two teams in the league left with 100% records. Stockport County, though, have played four games and won all four. FC United, just the two currently in the league. A long way to go in this league campaign. But this next 45 minutes, you do feel a bit crucial in the season, even though we are only playing our third game of the league campaign. But Foster gives the ball away there in midfield, and now Brussel plays the ball forward to Mapp. Mapp, who's onside and one-on-one. Mapp with a lovely finish, and within the first 37 seconds of this second half kicking off, Stockport County have taken the lead again. Paul?
Well, we saw again there, Chloe Mapp is a devastating goal scorer. She was put through and it was a good ball in. But what a finish. I mean, that was the finish of a player who's used to scoring lots of goals.
But it's going to be a corner anyway to Stockport County. We've got 57 minutes on the clock here at Stockport Sports Village. Can County get a third and almost seal this game? And it comes from O'Reilly towards the back post. It's a free header into the top corner. And FC United trail by 3-1. And once again, Paul, it's poor defending from a set play.
I'm just trying to figure out who scored it now.
Well, it was a great ball in from O'Reilly.
I think it's...
Was it Webb?
Could have been.
Well, FC United now, it's a long road back from here. Davis wins the header, but Shelby Wollstonecroft gets to the second ball and plays a nice ball over the top here for Douglas to chase onto. Douglas checks inside, got three red shirts around her, loads of blue shirts here. Wollstonecroft with a shot, in off the post, and Shelby Wollstonecroft has sealed all 3 points here at Stockport Sports Village. It's Stockport County 4, FC United and Manchester 1.
Well, Shelby's scored a goal against their old club once more, and it's really put the seal on a great afternoon for Stockport County.